Blog Talk Radio.
I'm only in my 60s. I've got a nice long life ahead. Big plans. So when I found out Medicare doesn't pay all my medical expenses, I looked at my options. Then I got a Medicare supplement insurance plan.
If you're eligible for Medicare, you may know it only covers about 80% of your Part B medical expenses. The rest is up to you. Call now and find out about an AARP Medicare Supplement Insurance Plan insured by United Healthcare Insurance Company. Like all standardized Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans, it helps pick up some of what Medicare doesn't pay and could save you in out-of-pocket medical costs.
To me, relationships matter. I've been with my doctor for 12 years. Now I know I'll be able to stick with him.
With these types of plans, you'll be able to visit any doctor or hospital that accepts Medicare patients. Plus, there are no networks and virtually no referrals needed. So don't wait. Call now and request this free decision guide to help you better understand Medicare and which AARP Medicare supplement plan might be best for you. There's a wide range to choose from.
We love to travel, and there's so much more to see. So we found a plan that can travel with us anywhere in the country.
Join the millions of people who have already enrolled in the only Medicare supplement insurance plans endorsed by AARP, an organization serving the needs of people 50 and over for generations. Remember, all Medicare supplement insurance plans help cover what Medicare doesn't pay and could save you in out-of-pocket medical costs. Call now to request your free decision guide and learn more about the kinds of plans that will be here for you now and down the road.
I have a lifetime of experience, so I know how important that is.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Yo, Black, it's time, word. Bird timing. It's time, man. Alright, begin. Yeah, straight out the fucking dungeons of rap, where fake niggas don't make it back. I don't know how to start this shit.
Rappers are monkey flipping with the funky rhythm. I be kicking, musician, inflicting composition of pain. I'm like Scarface, sniffing cocaine, holding the M16. See with the pin, I'm extreme. Now, bullet holes left in my peepholes. I'm suited up for street clothes. Hand me a 9 and out the beat flows. Y'all know my CeeLo, with or without the airplay. I keep some E and J, sitting bent up in the stairway. Or either on a corner, betting grants with the CeeLo champs. Laughing at bass heads, trying to sell some broken amps. G-Pack, get off quick forever. My niggas talk shit, reminiscing about the last time the task force split. Niggas be running through the block shooting. Time to start the revolution, catch a body hand for Houston. Once they caught us off guard, the MAC-10 was in the grass. And I ran like a cheetah with force of an assassin. Picked the Mac up, your brothers back up, the Mac spit. Lead was hitting niggas, one ran, I made a backflip. Heard a few chicks scream, my arms shook, couldn't look. Gave another squeeze, heard it click. Yo, my shit is stuck, tried to cock it, it wouldn't shoot, now I'm in danger. Finally pulled it back and saw three bullets caught up in the chamber. So now I'm jetting to the building lobby, and it was full of children, probably couldn't see as high as I be. Just like the game ain't the same. Got younger niggas pulling the triggers, bringing fame to their name and claim some corners. Crews without guns and corners. In broad daylight, stick up kids, they run up on us. 4-5s and gauges, maxes back. Same niggas that catch you back to back, catching your tracks in black. Yo, was a snitch on the block, getting niggas knocked. So hold your stash to the coke price rock. I know this crackhead who said she gotta smoke nice rock. And if it's good, you bring your customers a measuring pot. But yo, you gotta slide on a vacation. Inside information keeps lost. Niggas are racing and they wild spacing. It drops deep as it does in my breath. I never
sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. Beyond the walls of intelligence, life is defined. I think of crime when I'm in a New York state of mind.
State of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind.
Be having dreams that I'm a gangster, drinking Moet, tolling text, making sure the cash came correct. Then I stepped, investments and stocks, sewing up the box to sell rocks. Winning gunfights with mega cops, but just a nigga walking with his finger on the trigger. Make enough figures until my pockets get bigger. I ain't the type of brother made for you to start testing. Give me a Smith and Wesson, I have niggas undressing, thinking of cash flow, cooler and shelter. Whenever frustrated, I'm a hijack Delta. And the PJs, my blend tape plays, bullets are sprayed, young bitches are sprayed. Each block is like a maze full of black rats trapped, plus the album is packed. From what I hear in all the stories, when my people come back black, I'm living where the nights is jet black. The fiends fight to get crack, I just mac, I dream I can sit back and laugh like Capone. With drug trips on, all the legal luxury life, rings flooded with stones. Homes, I got so many rhymes, I don't think I'm too sane. Life is parallel to hell, but I must maintain it be prosperous, though we live dangerous. Cops could just arrest me, flaming us, we're held like hostages. It's only right that I was born to use mic, and the stuff that I write is even tougher than dice. I'm taking rappers to a new plateau, through rap flow. My rhyming is a vitamin, hell without a capsule. The smooth criminal on beat breaks, never put me in your box if your city's safe. The city never sleeps, full of villains and creeps. That's where I learned to do my hustle, had to scuffle with freaks. I'm an addict for sneakers, 20s a Buddha and bitches with beepers. In the streets I could reach her, about blunts I teach her. Inhale deep, like the words in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. I lay puzzle as I backtrack to earlier times. Nothing's equivalent to the New York state of mind.
State of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind.
All right, brother. It's gonna be like that tonight. I see, huh? This is a product of WBN, and this is Know Your Rights, and I'm your host, Terra Strength, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in family 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Of course, this is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Before I begin, I would like to thank Brother Ladelli and the ONE Dynasty family for giving me the opportunity to share my story and my perspective. The topic this evening is spirituality, a new perspective. What is the divine masculine? I'm about to read something, family, and I want you guys to really, really pay attention to this and listen to this. All right? I said I wasn't going to try to rant tonight, just a little bit. People take all kinds of baggage into relationships in the hope that the partner will heal them. This is uncharitable, unkind, and soul-destroying. We burden our partners rather than take responsibility for our inner mess. This creates codependency, toxic patterns, trauma bonding, karma, and karmic relationships rather than enlightened relationships. It is extremely disrespectful when you have the attitude that you cannot be bothered to invest in your own inner health or purity, but you expect others to invest in you. We destroy others with our lack of discipline. We would like to share our problems or mess rather than our inner riches, and this is not attractive, honorable, or healthy. If we respect others, we do not expect to burden them. The mature person takes full responsibility first, and then he or she considers partnerships. Meditation is a must before you can really love. One should be capable of being alone, utterly alone, and yet tremendously blissful. Then you can love. All right, family. So we're going to get this topic started this evening, spirituality, new perspective. I've been involved with some of my friends and close friends and family talking about dating sites and all these things and really exploring the other side from a woman's, from a female's perspective on what's going on out here with these men, with us out here in these streets and how we move. And it's just, it's horrid. It's just horrid. But this goes on for both. I wanted to read that because it pretty much sums it up. You know, everybody is out here looking for these relationships and everything as a way to avoid healing, as a way to avoid dealing with ourselves. And we give it, all we're doing is giving each other the worst versions of ourselves, the unhealed versions of ourselves. So tonight we're going to talk about it from the masculine perspective on how we can be better, on how we can strive to be better men by embracing our spirituality, by embracing our inner masculine. Many of us don't even know what that means. Most men don't even think about it. So I want to ask this question for our callers, for our Facebook families and our callers. Do we really care about being divine in any way? Most men want sex, which they need a woman for primarily. Women want men primarily for security and status, primarily. Do we really care about presenting the best version of ourselves for each other, our families, or our children? Do we care, family? Do we really care about presenting the best versions of ourselves? And this goes for women, too. But tonight we're talking about the divine masculine for men. Do we care, man? But yet, each of us wants our partners to be perfect in every way without us striving for perfection within ourselves. We all want what we want, but do not ask what the other person wants. Why is that? So I want to get some responses from our listening audience on Blog Talk and on Facebook. Call in. That's the question. We all want what we want, but do not ask what the other person wants. Why is that? So call in, family. That's one of the questions you want to ask. Do we really care? Because it seems to me like many of us could care less. We don't care at all. And we out here, and as men, we hate our mothers. We have issues with our mothers. But we want a woman, and we expect to have a loving relationship, and we're not doing any of the work to deal with that. Many of us are not even aware. And vice versa, on the other side. So let's get started in seeing what the divine masculine, and then we have Brother O give us another one of these tracks from my man Nas. All right? In our modern society, masculinity has been seen as a problem rather than something that should be embraced because it is rare that any man exhibits true masculinity. The only example of masculinity we currently have is the shadow side of masculinity. The shadow side of masculinity fuels the societal ideal of competitive hierarchy. In other words, it fuels the ideal that one person is on top of another person. The shadow side of masculinity perpetuates vertical thinking. Vertical thinking is comparative thinking, where it is possible to be better than or less than someone else. And so the power struggle was born. And so were the Abrahamic religions. The Abrahamic religions replaced the traditional view of divine balance in the universe, which up to that point had been represented by God and goddess. Replaced that with a solo male god. When a solo male god became the source of light and hope for salvation, the feminine characteristics of fertility, creation, and life were now seen as masculine qualities, and femininity held no more cards. It was diminished. The result is that for thousands of years, men who succumbed to the shadow side of masculinity, not those who embraced divine masculine, they ruled the earth. The men that ruled the earth ruled with domination, control, and patriarchy, things that have nothing at all to do with divine masculinity. So we're going to get started on what this looks like and what it is, what the divine masculine is, what are the traits. What time is it? 9:45. I wonder if you want to have another track first, Brother O, or should I just go ahead and do a couple of bars?
It's yours. Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
Mine is mine. Whose world is this?
I sip the dumb peak, watching Gandhi till I'm charged and writing in my book of rhymes, all the words past the margin. The whole of mic I'm throbbing, mechanical movement, understandable smooth issues that murderers move with. The thief scene, play me at night, they won't act right. The fiend of hip hop has got me stuck like a air pipe. The mind activation, react like I'm facing time like Pappy Mason. With pins I'm embracing, wipe the sweat off my dome, spit the phlegm on the street. Sway Tim's on my beats, make my cypher complete. Weather cruising in a six cab, I'm on tarot deep, I can't call it. The beats make me falling asleep, I keep falling, but never falling 6 feet deep. I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for dead presidents to represent me.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
God bless your life.
To my people throughout Queens, God bless your life. I trick we boxing crazy, is aiming guns and all my baby pictures. Beef with housing police, release scriptures that may be Hitler's. Yet I'm the mal, money getting sour, rolling foul. The versatile honey, sticking wild, golden child, dwelling in the rotten apple. You get tackled, a caught by the devil's lasso. This is a hassle. There's no days for broke days, we tell it who's paid, where all the old folks pray. The Jesus soaking their prison trays. A holy water, odds against Nas and Florida. Finger the word, best is driving my life. To name my daughter my strength. My son and star will be my resurrection. Born in correction, all the wrong shit I did, he'll lead in right direction. How you living large or broke, a charge cards are mediocre. You're flipping off a playing spit, phase and script poker.
It's yours.
The world is yours. The world is yours. The world is yours. The world is yours.
Kick my thoughts alone, get remanded, born alone, die alone. No clue to keep my crown a throne, I'm deep, I sound alone. Cave inside a thousand miles from home, I need a new thuggin' for this black cloud to follow. Cause while it's over me, it's too dark to see tomorrow. Trying to maintain, I flip, drill the bill to the tip. Scissoring my beats, now the ink can make my heartbeat skip. And I'm amped up, they like to champ up, even my brain's in handcuffs. Headed for Indiana, it's been women like the Phantom. The crew is lampin' Big Willie style. Check the chip to smell, plug my voice, I wow. Stash through the block, clothes burning dollars to light my soul. Walk the blocks with a box. Checking games plus the games people play. Bust the problems of the world today.
It's yours.
The world is yours. The world is yours.
Everybody
in Mount Vernon, the world is yours. Long Island, yo, the world is yours. Staten Island, yeah, the world is yours. South Park, the world is yours.
caller one. Who am I speaking with? You want to know your right show with Terrence Friend.
Hey, good evening, Terrence. How are you? It's Dr. Chinchilla J, a.k.a. the Queen of Justice. And I love your topic tonight. I love your topic.
Yeah.
Yes, give me the question that you ask again so I can respond to your question.
So do we really care about being divine in any way? Most men want sex, which they need a woman for. Women want men primarily for security and status. Do we really care about presenting the best version of ourselves for each other, our families, or our children? And the other one was, each of us want our partners to be perfect in any way. We all want what we want, but don't ask what the other person wants. And why is that? Why is that,
Chinchilla? Yeah, both. Wow, both of those are really good questions. I'm going to start. Okay, so the first one that you talked about with women. Now, from a woman's standpoint, like I know a lot of women, they do look for the man for stability, to take care of them financially, and so many women still today are out there looking at, you know, the kind of car a man is driving, what kind of clothes they have on, and, you know, they're so into the materialistic side of things, and they will brush off men who can't fit that that box of a man that they want, that can give them all of the things they want. And so there are women out here that do not care about any type of love in a relationship, as long as they can get the things they want from that man and use that man in whatever way they can, and then a lot of them will move on. And then you got the men that, like you said, some men just want sex, but then there's some women out there that's just looking for sex as well and never have a serious relationship, and it's a sad thing because I think people who live their life that way, it's definitely unhealthy, Terrence, because I see so many people jump from one relationship to the next. And, you know, like you talked about healing, they never heal from a broken relationship. They're too messed up, and they carry that baggage into the next relationship. And so some people that have been hurt a lot, they don't know what real love is or what real love looks like because they've never experienced it. And a lot of them that have not really experienced it because they never saw it in their own household when they were growing up. And that's not to say that it fits and it holds true for everybody, because there are people that came from messed up, broken homes, but yet they found love and knew how to love. And that's a thing that so many people don't know how to love in a relationship. And as far as looking for love, and you cannot reciprocate the love, you have to be able to reciprocate the love and show love as well, and yes, and be really attentive. I want to say, if you're in a serious relationship, you really need to be attentive to the likes and the wants and even the needs of that other person that you're involved with. And there are a lot of relationships where things are just one-sided and, you know, no one wants to give. And sometimes none of them want to give. But then you have those that one person gives of themselves. They will alter their plans to please their mate and go all out their way to make sure that they're happy. And then you have those that are so selfish, they won't do anything to go out of their way to please their mate. And an example of that, like somebody that, you know, maybe say for instance, like me, I like to go out to sing and I like karaoke. And then you got people that don't like karaoke and will never go to karaoke and never want to give. And or somebody might like, you know, going out dancing, and then the spouse may not like, or the mate may not like going out dancing. They will never do that to please the other person. And that's wrong, especially when the other person is going to places they hate and the other person can't do the same. That's wrong. So that's a one-sided. And when I was in, you know, relationships before I got married and all that stuff, I never looked for a man, like, to look at his car. Like, oh, let me see what kind of car he's. That was cool with me. If they were nice, if they knew how to treat me, if they showed me the utmost respect, you know, I just look at the person. And that's what a lot of people don't do. They don't look at the person. They look at the outward appearance and that inner man or that inner woman. And then it stems to them not even knowing themselves, Terrence, for a lot of them.
Lack of awareness.
Yes.
Lack of awareness.
Exactly. Yep. And a lot of people never get to know themselves because they're too busy running from themselves. And so if they're running from themselves, they won't have a successful relationship because they don't even know how to love themselves properly. And so that's a sad thing. But this is such a good topic. I love this topic. And people, I hope y'all are really taking heed to this topic tonight because it's so necessary because everybody should want love and to be loved. And for somebody to say, oh, I'm just okay with being by myself for the rest of my life. I don't want to get married. I don't want to be in a relationship. Some people may not really want to get married. But then I know a lot of women that say that they don't mean it. They do want to get married, but they don't think it will ever happen for them. So that's my input tonight.
But thank you, Cintella. Thank you for your input, and you made some very good points about different scenarios of people being in unhealthy relationships because they're focusing on the wrong things. You know, I wanted to speak briefly. We have another call in the queue, but before we switch over to that, I wanted to talk briefly and just say, unfortunately, many of us use relationships to avoid healing. We use them to avoid healing, and many of us want a romantic relationship, but we don't have any friends. We can't get along with anybody. You know what I mean? If you can't get along with anybody, then what are you throwing up in somebody's face and everything? Then it has to be all about them. You know, if you're, you know, many of us out here, we worry about being alone, but we don't see a need to be more loving, to be more loving to everybody. If you're more loving, you'll never be alone. So, you know, as you begin to evolve, a lot of the stuff you can learn, as you begin to evolve, you look at it differently. It starts inward. You know, if I want something, then I need to try to become that so that I can have that. I need to become more loving if I want someone to love me. How about it start with me first? Instead, we do it in reverse. We want to receive, but we don't know how to give. We don't understand it. We're not learning about it. We got to do better, family. We got to do better. Call us on the queue. You want to know your right show? Who am I speaking with?
Good evening. Good evening. This is Genesis Amaris Kemp. How are you tonight, Terrace?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Just calling in to show some support for your show and the content. And I definitely resonate with some of the commentary from Dr. Chinchilla. And definitely, you know, being in a relationship, but also being in love with the person that you are with is important, and growing together, growing the relationship, because no matter how long you've been together, I feel, in my opinion, you should still date one another and get to know each other to cultivate and keep the bond stronger. And just being young and being married since 2018, you definitely have to keep things spicy. But then you also, like, as you become parents, you know, you have another person to worry about outside of your spouse, but also remembering why you fell in love with each other. But then don't make your life revolve around your kids, because whenever your kids leave, it will just be you and your husband, you and your mate, your spouse and partner. So you definitely have to have a balance between the two.
Yes. Yes. Great comments, Genesis. Thanks for calling in. When is your next show? Oh, I guess.
Actually, I actually had my show yesterday. It was last night. So we have back-to-back, you and I.
Yes, yes. As soon as I asked it, I remembered. But thank you. Those are a lot of wisdom in your comments. Thank you for calling in and sharing your wisdom with us. That is very, very true. Just to piggyback off of what Mrs. Amara said, and I say, and you guys hear me say this a lot, that when we come down here, it's an individual sport. We need to be striving to be better individually. If we're striving to be better individually, then we're going to be better in these relationships. We're going to be better in all of our relationships, in addition to our romantic ones. So let's get started. Let's get started. I want to do a couple of bars before we go to the next track, brother, if it's okay. So because I didn't start the traits yet. So here are a couple of the traits of the divine masculine. The first one is deeply present. And what that means is being aware of what's going on around you. Listening to understand your wife, your mother, or sister. For example, presence allows us to lead our lives from a place of love, not be driven by the bait of fear. Truly embodied presence is a quality most humans are drawn toward. So it's very important to be present. I don't know how many men find themselves, they wake up one day and the wife looks at them and says, I want a divorce. And they have no idea what's going on. You know why? Because they haven't been present in their relationships. You know, it's like they have a mother who just cleans up after them. They're not present. They never even saw it coming. Trait number two for the divine man is to be non-judgmental. The definition of non-judgmental as in open, tending not to judge other people harshly or unfairly. For example, a good friend is non-judgmental. No one wants to be judged. It's one of the many reasons a person might not reach out for help and support in the first place. The difficulty when exploring the subject of being non-judgmental is that you run the risk of putting people off by thinking they may be judged. Being non-judgmental is how you acknowledge and deal with and manage those judgments, the influence and impact they have from both sides of the coin. It's about being open-minded, being present in the moment, actively listening. Allowing that judgment to pass and not interfere with being fully present for the person or situation. To be non-judgmental, a great deal of personal awareness and understanding is required. So you got to seek understanding and awareness in these relationships. All right? Brother, you have another track for us?
Well, it's born, you got 6 minutes on that jack kid, this is real.
Hey, yo, check this out, man.
Hey, yo, go, give me a cigarette, man.
Yo, here you go. Let's check it out, man. Check out what I got here, man.
What is that? What's that?
Yo, it's a letter I got from my man Nas, man. World is born.
What up, kid? I know this is rough doing your bit. When the cops came, you should have slid to my crib. Big up black, no time for looking back is done. Plus, congratulations, you know you got a son. I heard he looks like you. Why don't your lady write you? Told her she should visit, that's when she got hyper. Flipping, talking about he act too rough. He didn't listen, he be ripping while I'm telling him stuff. I was like, yeah, shorty don't care. She a snake too. Up with the big from that fake crew that hate you. But yo, guess who got us? The dope piece, Jerome's niece. On our way home from Jones Beach, club. Plus little Rob was selling ounces on the dime. Hanging out with young thugs that all carry nine. And nighttime is more tripe than ever. What up with poor Mega? Did you see him or y'all together? If so, then hold a fort down. Represent to the fullest. Say what's up to Herb, Ice, and Bullet. I left for half a hundred in your commissary. You was my nigga when push came to shove.
One what?
One love.
One love. One love. One love.
Check out the story yesterday when I was walking. Then he didn't get shot last year. Try to appear like he hurt something. Word him up, I heard him fronting. And he be pumping on your block. Your man gave him your house and now they run together. What up, son? Whatever. Since I'm on the streets, I'ma put it to a cease. But I heard you blew it in there with an ox for the phone teeth. Wildin' on the Allen. But now with Elmira, better chill. Cause the fingers will put that in fire. Last time you wrote, you said they tried you in a
the showers, but maintain when you come home, the corner's ours on the rails. All these crabs against no to deal. When we start the revolution, all they probably do is squeal. But chill, see you on the next VI. I gave you my Duke's loop for kicks, plus into flicks. Your brother's buck wildin' in Fort Maine. He wrote me, he might be the case till he come home, I'm playing low key. So stay civilized, time flies, no incarcerated, your mind dies. I hate it when your mom's cries. It kinda makes me wanna murder, for real. I even got a mask and gloves to bust up for one love.
One love, one love.
With a boot sack, minds in another world, thinking how can we exist through the facts written in school textbooks, Bibles, etc. A school lecture, the lies get me vexed up. So I be ghost for my projects. I take my pen and pad for the weekend, hitting nails while I'm sleeping. A 2-day stay, you may say I needed time alone to relax my dome. No phone left and then I'm home. You see the streets have me stressed, something terrible. Open with the corners, have a up in Bellevue at HDM. Hit with numbers from 8 to 10. A future in a maximum state pen. It's grim, so I comes back home. Nobody know what Shorty do. I roam with two Phillies together in the fridge. We call him Ooh-Op. He said, nah, forget this Kobe busting off the roof. So I wear a bulletproof, a pack of black sweaters. He inhaled so deep, shut his eyes like he was sleep. Started coughing when I peeked to watch me speak. I sat back like the Mac. My army suit was black. We was chilling on these lips where he pumped his loose crack. I took the L when he passed it. This little bastard keeps me blasted and starts talking madish. I had to school him, told him don't live and fool him. Cause when it was closer, when that's murder, be the cool one. Tough luck living in this rough, family's hooked up. Could've caught your man, but didn't look when you bust up. Mistakes happen, so take heed, never bust up if the crowd gets in trouble, make the right man bleed. Shorty's laugh was cold-blooded as he spoke so foul. Only 12 trying to tell me that he liked myself. Then I rose, wiping up them ass from my clothes and froze. Only to blow the earth smoke through my nose and told my little man I'm a ghost, I broke. Left some jewels in his soul that he could sell if he chose. Words of wisdom from now, try to rise up above. Keep an eye out for Dick, shorty, walk one love.
Quickly, we want to move through these before I get another caller in. So another trait of the divine masculine is being supportive. And this is defined as providing sympathy or encouragement. Different people need different kinds of support. Generally, it's a good idea to ask how you can help. Sometimes you can offer very practical things like driving your friend to the airport before dawn or helping them carry a washing machine up 5 flights of stairs. Other times, the best thing you can do is just listen without having to say anything. Whether your friend wants to vent after a stressful day or just needs a sounding board, figure out a difficult life decision, all you need to do is be ready to listen. Be available to listen. Be available with advice. Show love and affection. Help out every now and then with daily chores or by running errands. Support the individual during the decision-making process. Be a person who the person you care about can trust and confide in. So that's what being supportive looks like, men. The next trait is you have discipline or the ability to have self-control, the ability to control oneself in particular one's emotions and desires or the expression of them in one's behavior, especially in difficult situations. Self-discipline is the ability to control your behavior in a way that leads you to be more productive and or have better habits. It is proven to lead to increased success, primarily in your relationships. The next trait is being focused, which is defined as directing a great deal of attention, interest,
or activity towards a particular aim. It requires emotional maturity and emotional intelligence. All right, family? The next trait is logical, which is defined as or characterized by or being capable of clear, sound reasoning. We need our men to be capable of clear, sound reasoning, family. I think we have another caller in the queue, caller three. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Paris. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mo. I'm not trying to rant. I'm doing great.
I hear it. I wanted to call an excellent topic, by the way. You asked, do we care about presenting the best version of... I think you're right that we give each other the worst. I think we give each other the worst parts of ourselves in relationships, and we're not totally being honest during dating. And it often gets worse when people get married. I believe we're looking for someone to complete us, like in the movie Jerry Maguire. You know, we have to be complete and whole, and striving towards wholeness within ourselves first. And if we focus on ourselves first, in all areas, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, then we would be the best version of ourselves, and then we'd be ready for a relationship.
Yes. We have the formula backwards.
Yes.
We have the backwards, Mo. Thank you for those comments. When is your next show, Mo?
My next show is June 16th, and we'll have a special guest, Dr. Perkins Muhammad, and we'll be talking about how untreated trauma impacts our relationships.
Great. That's great. Looking forward to that show, Mo. Looking forward to that show. I appreciate your comments. You're absolutely right. We have the formula all backwards. We do no work. We try to get with another person, and we just create more of a mess. Then all the mess we bring into the relationship. So you're absolutely right. Thanks for those comments. This is the Know Your Right Show. I'm Tara Strength. Call in, family, 516-453-9133. We're talking about what is the divine masculine tonight. Call in and join the conversation. Just press one, family. Press one. All right, so the next trait that signifies the divine masculine is being confident, which is defined as knowing that you can handle the emotional outcome of whatever you face. To be confident means you know that the struggle is not the end, but a process to birth an outcome. To be confident means you know that outcome, whatever it may be, is just that, an outcome. And once that outcome passes, there will be another chance in whatever way it presents itself for you to create a new outcome. So that's what confidence means. The next trait is being protective, which is defined as having or showing a strong wish to keep someone or something safe from harm, or wanting to protect someone from criticism, hurt, danger, etc., because you care about them. That's what it is. Because you care about them. The next trait is of the divine masculine is to be honest. And what that means is being honest with yourself is key to personal development. It's defined as the product of truth, trust, and authenticity. It begins with yourself. Being honest means you admit to your actions, even if you'll get in trouble. You're not being honest if you deny you did something wrong when you really did it. Honesty means you explain how a situation really happened. You're not being honest if you say something happened one way when it really happened another way. And ladies, you guys know what we're talking about, all right? So the divine masculine focuses on learn, values, honest. The next trait for the divine masculine is being accountable. And being accountable means taking ownership of the results of a task. An accountable person answers for their actions and the results achieved. It requires the person to provide an explanation for why and how success or failure occurred. So being accountable, family, being accountable, you know, there's a big push right now with men talking about how asking accountability of women is like almost impossible. But we aren't accountable either. We aren't accountable. The next trait is having integrity. And integrity is the quality of being honest.
and having strong moral principles, moral uprightness, the state of being whole and undivided. Integrity is connected to moral values, to our behavior and actions in difficult situations. It reflects ourselves as we really are, including our best selves, most sincere and trustworthy versions. Integrity can stem from different things. For some people, it's a personal highest goal. Who doesn't want to go out with somebody like that? Who doesn't want to be married to a man that has these traits? You got all these guys out here that are lonely and they're worried about being put in the friend zone, but they don't work on these traits of trying to be more divine. They want to go to the gym and be stronger, but they're not working on being better men emotionally. The next trait, family, is humility. And this is a good one. This definition in turn means showing or having a consciousness of one's shortcomings or defects. Modest, not proud, and not self-assertive. I want to read that again, men. Humility, this definition in turn means showing or having a consciousness of one's shortcomings. So in other words, being self-aware, knowing your shortcomings, knowing what you have to work on, and being serious about really wanting to do it and being better. The next trait is having healthy boundaries, right? Defined as a limit or space between you and another person, a clear space between where you begin and another person ends. With every relationship, personal or professional, comes the need for healthy boundaries. Boundaries are invisible lines that keep us physically and emotionally safe while effectively functioning. They govern what we are willing to do and not do, say and hear. Give and receive, all right? So boundaries is very important. You're not smothering each other. You give people the space to figure it out, to grow within the relationship, all right? The next trait for the divine masculine is that they offer stability and security. And this is defined as the state or quality of being firm, steadiness, the strength to stand without being moved or overthrown. Security as defined as most referred to protection from hostile forces or the state of being free from a threat. So they offer stability and security. That's part of the divine masculine family. And of course, the next one is being responsible. And that's defined as being accountable for one's actions and decisions, having an obligation to do something or having control over care for someone as part of one's job or role. I think we have another track with Brother O. Brother O, what you got for us?
Check me out, y'all. Nasty Nas in your area. About to cause mass hysteria. Before blunt, I take out my front. Then I start the front. Matter of fact, I'll be on a manhunt. You couldn't catch me in the streets without a ton of fever. That's like Malcolm X catching a jungle fever. King poetic, too much flavor, I'm major. Atlanta ain't braver, I pull a number like a pager. Cause I'm an ace when I face the base. 40 side is the place that is giving me grace. Now wait, another dose, say you might be dead. And I'm a Nike head, I wear chains that excite the feds. It ain't a damn thing gonna change. I'ma perform a strange show to Mike Warmer was born the game. Nas, why did you do it? You know you got the mad set. Do it when you rhyme. It's halftime.
Right, right, right. Check it out.
It's halftime. Get the mic back. When I attack, there ain't an army that can strike back. So I react never calmly on a hype track. I set it off with my own rhyme. Cause I'm as ill as a convict who kills for phone time. I'm acts like a sex, a
flex like sex in your stereo decks. Nas to catch wreck, I used to hustle. Now all I do is relax and strive. When I was young, I was a fan of the Jackson 5. I dropped jewels, rare jewels, hope to never run it. With more kicks than a baby in a mother's stomach. Nasty Nas, after rhymes, tis the vibes. This is exercise till the microphone dies. Back in 83, I was an MC sparking. But I was too scared to grab the mics in the parks and kick my little raps, cause I thought niggas wouldn't understand. And now in every jam, I'm a big old man. I rap in front of more niggas than in a slave ship. I used to watch chips, now I look. I got to have it, I miss Mr. Magic. Versatile, my style switches like a figure. But not bisexual, I'm an intellectual. A rap, I'm a professional, and that's no question, yo. These are the lyrics of the man, you can't never understand. Cause in the streets I'm well known like the number man. In my place with the bass and format, explore rap. And tell me Nas ain't all that. And next time I rhyme, I'll be foul. Whenever I freestyle, I see trials again, say I'm wow. I hate a rhyme fighter's rhyme. Stay tuned, I assume the real rap comes at halftime.
Right, yeah.
Song. Every afternoon I kick half the tune. And in the darkness I'm heartless like when the North did. Word to Marcus Garvey, your heart was sparking. Cause when I blast up, that's my word. I be slaying them fast, doing this, that, and the third. But chill, Pastor Andre, and let's lay. I bet it's up to John Jay and hit a matinee. Putting it on 5-0. Cause when it's my time to go, I wait for God with the whoa. And fighters can't come near. And you'll go to hell to the fell cop who shot Garcia. I won't plant seeds, don't need an extra mouth I can't feed. That's extra little change forecast for damn few. This goes out to Manhattan, the Allen of Staten. Brooklyn and Queens is living fat in the boogie down. Enough props, enough clout. Ill will, rest in peace, yo, I'm out.
Right.
I'm your host, Terrence Prince. Tonight, we're talking about what is the divine masculine. Call in family, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Ms. Ruth, thanks for joining us. I think we have another call in the queue. Caller 4, who am I speaking with tonight?
Hello, Mr. Terrence Strength. It's Ava Holly. How are you?
How are you doing, Ms. Holly?
How are you doing? You sound so wonderful tonight. I got to give a shout out to our brother O. What great Nas tracks he's playing tonight. So I'm really enjoying that. I love your topic. It's crazy, crazy what's out there today. And I think, first of all, I loved what Mo Garman said about Jerry Maguire. I think we need to find a person that complements us, maybe picks up the slack where we have a weakness. And that can be both male or female, of course. Dr. Chinchilla Jay hit the nail on the head with talking about all those different things and all the different types of crazy relationships and crazy wants that you find in another person. Yet I want to talk about a different side of the coin a little bit. And I think as we get older and we still go through this, the baggage becomes more and it becomes harder and harder to find somebody because everyone's got baggage and who wants that? But I think when you find someone that you feel so blessed with, you have to carry that baggage with you. And it's crazy because my husband and I met in the most ridiculous set of circumstances, and we met online. And then we met in person, yet we both had such baggage. I thought my baggage was ridiculous. And then his baggage, you could take those suitcases and put bricks in it. So it's a lot of baggage that we deal with. But I got to tell you, I feel truly, truly blessed to find him. And unfortunately, that baggage sometimes stays with you forever. Yet we come down to something called the trust factor. And I think if you with somebody and you can't learn to trust them or you can't trust them, that's not the relationship for you. There has to be a trust. I mean, I'm so fortunate that my husband and I trust each other completely, and that makes the baggage seem a little lighter. Yet that baggage is going to follow us for a long time, and I think when you get older, that, you know, that's a little bit of a problem today. Yet you talked about being present, and there's always ways to improve on that, because you let life get so rushed and with so many things going on today, and you start working on the problems you have because of the baggage, that you forget to be present sometimes. And I think that's something everybody can always work on. So, you know, we never know what God has in store for us. And I honestly believe that everything happens for a reason. I mean, when I met my husband, I had to sit my six-year-old daughter down and tell her, you know, why her dad's not going to be with us and why this and why that. And, you know, I honestly think that her dad and I got together to have her, because she's such a special human being, and what she brings to this world is so loving and caring. So you have to look at it from all different angles. That's how I see. And I know you're talking on the masculine side tonight. Yet I think for either side, you have to look at all the angles. You have to find that trust factor. If you don't have that trust factor to begin with, that's it. You know, like there was also a movie called Big, and I think it was it Big? No, I'm sorry. It was the same actor. It was called The Money Pit. And at the end of The Money Pit, one of the guys, he's talking about a house, obviously, but the people that bought the house together had a really rocky relationship trying to put this house back together. And so this guy finally, they hire someone and they put the house back together, and the guy looks at them and says, who's going to take ownership? Because these two still aren't talking to each other now. And he said, you know, this house is beautiful now. He says, remember, if the foundation is good, everything else can be fixed. So you have to have a good foundation, and I think that's something to build on. So congratulations to you. This is a beautiful topic. There's all kinds of different things that you can bring up in this kind of topic, and I wanted to, you know, put the coin on the other edge. When you find that someone and you have that someone, how do you move forward and carry everyone's baggage with you, you know? So God bless you, my friend.
Yes, thank you, Ava. Ava, when is your next show is tomorrow.
It is. We are right behind each other. Yes, my next show is tomorrow. I've got a surprise guest who is also another WBNN host. So I'll give you this clue. She's a WBNN hostess. So I'm excited to have a conversation and get to know another family host on my show tomorrow night, The Casual Chat.
Ava, you're a sweetheart. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it, okay? I think Ava is gone. I appreciate those comments. And so, yes, those are some great comments from Ava. And she's right. You know, people come together in a variety of ways. The purpose of this show, though, tonight is to hold the men accountable for who they become and who they are. So that's the agenda for tonight, is to hold them accountable tonight for who they are and what they're doing. I think we have another track next, my brother.
Yeah, it's Illmatic. Yeah. It's Illmatic. Yeah. It's Illmatic. One time for your mind, one time. Yeah, whatever. One time for your mind, one time. Yo, whatever. One time for your mind, one time. Hey, yo, nine. What up, pick that fucking rhyme. Check it out. When I'm chillin', I grab the Buddha, get my food, I buy beers and watch a flick, illin' and root for the villain, huh? Plus every morning I go out and love it sort of chilly, then I send a shorty from my block to the store for Phillies. After being blessed by the herb's essence, what? I'm back to my rest, 10 minutes, some odd seconds, yeah. That's where I got the honey at, spends the night for sexin', cheap lubrication, lifestyle protection, picking up my stereos, remote control quickly, Ron G's in the cassette deck, rockin' the shit, G. I try to stay mellow rock. Well, acapella rhymes that make me richer than a slipper made Cinderella.
fella. Go get your crew, Hobbs, I'm prepared to bomb you. Y'all niggas was born, I shot my way out, my mom dukes. When I was 10, I was a hip hop and shorty wop. Known for rocking microphones and twisting off a 40 top. Yeah,
one time for your mom, one time.
Yeah, whatever.
One time for your mom, one time.
It sounds clever.
Hey, yo, nah, fuck that, man, that shit was fat. Kick that for them gangsters, man. Fuck all that, man.
Right, right. What up, niggas? How y'all? It's Nasty the Villain. I'm still writing rhymes, but besides that, I'm chilling. I'm trying to get this money, God. You know the hard times, kid. Shit, Kobe starving, make you want to do crimes, kid. Put on my lamp, cause the crime couldn't be the rhyme. Niggas catch a 3 to 9, Muslims yelling freedom mine. And I'm from Queensbridge, been to many places. As a kid, when I was laid out of town, niggas chased us. But now I know the time, got to older mind, plus control of 9. Fine, see now I represent mine. I'm new on the rap scene, brothers never heard of me. Yet I'm a menace, yo, police wanna murder me. Heidi Dog Drinker represents the thinker. My pen rides the paper, it even has blinkers. Think I'll dim the lights and inhale, it stimulates. Floating like I'm on the North 95 interstate. Never plan to stop when I write, my hand is hot. And expand a lot from the Wiz of Camelot. The parlayer, I make your heads drop, paw. I shine a light on perpetrators like a cop car. From day to night I play the mic and you'll thank God. I wreck shit so much the microphone and need a big job. My brain is incarcerated. Live at any jam, I couldn't count over blocks I rated. A hole of Mac 11 and attack a reverend. I contact 11 L's and Max in heaven.
One time for your mind, one time. One time for your mind, one time.
Yeah, whatever.
One time for your mind, one time.
Yo, from 92 to 99.
Yeah, that shit was crazy fat, boy.
This is the product of WBNN. This is Mill Your Rights, and I'm your host, Terra Strength. Call in, family, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And, of course, this is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. All right, so we're going to try to – I'm going to try to finish up real quick before we get another caller. And we're going to finish the traits of the divine masculine. So the last one was responsible, defined as being accountable for one's actions and decisions, having an obligation to do something or have a control over or care for someone as part of one's job or role. And, of course, the next trait, and this is the underrated trait, is understanding the importance of the God and the goddess and all that is. What that means. What that means is we are here to be the best we can be physically, emotionally, intellectually, and intuitively. We are back here to evolve in this manner. That's all of us, the masculine and the feminine. We are back here to be the best we can be physically, taking care of our physical bodies, emotionally, taking care of our emotional selves, intellectually, learning and reading and exploring, and intuitively, finding our way back to our intuition. And moving in that regard, we are back here to evolve in this manner. It is critical for men to understand that about themselves and about the women in their lives, their children, everyone. It's critical. Now, here's what the wounded masculine looks like. We talked about the divine masculine. Here's what the wounded masculine looks like. First trait for the wounded masculine, controlling. Defined as controlling behaviors when a person attempts to conform another person to their own needs or desires through some form of manipulation. This outside desire for control is unhealthy, unhelpful, and may create relationship conflicts, but it's not always abusive. Controlling behavior becomes abusive when it is coercive or threatening. Number two, for the wounded masculine, aggressive, defined as hostile, injurious or destructive behavior or outlook, especially when caused by frustration. The term aggression in psychology is in reference to a wide range of behaviors that could result in emotional, mental, or physical harm to a person, objects, or others. Aggression is centered on purposely, even if subconsciously, hurting another person either emotionally or physically.
I think we have another call in the queue, caller 5. Who am I speaking with?
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where you learn how to box like Joe Frazier when you got a diaper on. What's good?
What's going on, Clever?
Oh, man, listen, I'm listening to all this masculinity out here. You feel what I'm saying? Because, you know, Clev One out here, you know, it was Miller time when I was 6 years old. So, you know what I mean? Ain't no more masculine than that. Because it was, you know what I mean? You feel me? That's how the can sound when Clev One was cracking it at that age. But what I'm going to say to this, though, you know what I mean? I just wanted to say something real quick, a few things. First of all, you know what I mean? You know, we have to understand this, that, you know, a woman is a reflection of her man, of course, that she's accompanying. She's his company. So she's a reflection of him, which that's AKA terminology for equally yoked. The equally is we going to get out here. You feel what I'm saying? If you like the dancing with the stars, then you got to find your man that dance with the stars. Chicky poop, you know what I'm saying? Or vice versa. You see what I'm saying? If you met your chick at the bar, drinking Taylor's Porter at Dollar Night, then guess what? You the husband that need to be drinking whatever you drinking on Dollar Night. Because that if that's what you want her to be, your wife, you understand? So that's the first thing, right? The second thing is you know, if you a divine masculine, you mean, unfortunately, we have all these women that disguise themselves as women fit for divine masculinities. You mean? So then what they do is they find out that that ain't what's happening, and they break the code of the divine masculinity. So the divine masculine man is broke. Broken from the serpent of a Jezebel. You know what I'm saying? Things like that happens. Not all of, to everyone, but, you know, it happens. A large ratio of these things happen. And then also, folks, as my man Terry Strunk said about that you also have, let's not forget, folks, divine feminine. Divine feminine. Now, however, if you got some divine feminine ways with you, you got to kind of do your EQ system and level it off a little bit. One of your speakers ain't working. You feel what I'm saying? You're on mono. You feel me? You need to be an analog. You mean? So what I'm saying is you want to have your masculine. It's all right if you boo-hoo at everything. It's all right if you need a hug for everything. You understand? All I'm saying is when it's time to punch somebody in the face, you got to turn that off. You dig it? I said you dig it? So that's part of the problems too. And then especially it don't help with all this LGBT, YMC, CA, Me Too, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the sevens out here. You feel what I'm saying? Because and then you disguise yourself as being holy. Well, you must say read Leviticus 20, verse 13. You must ain't read that one. I don't think nobody read it since they wrote it. You dig what I'm saying? That's where we at right now out here. That's why it ain't no damn divine masculinity out here, because all of that is going on, parading the damn streets. You feel what I'm saying? So if we want to fix the masculinities out here, we need to do away with let's see what we gonna call it. Polluting it. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where you got caught sneaking your baby mom in the crib, getting her pregnant when you was 15. Check your satellites.
All right, Clev. Thanks for calling us. All right, family. Calling family, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. This is brought to you by Cozy Time Multimedia. All right, so I'm trying to wrap up tonight. The next trait for the wounded masculine is withdraws or avoids, okay? And this is defined as to get away or keep away from a situation, or avoidance coping, also known as avoiding coping, avoidance behaviors, and escape coping. It's a maladaptive form of coping in which a person changes their behavior to avoid thinking about, feeling, or doing difficult things. Avoiding stress might seem like a great way to become less stressed, but this isn't necessarily the case more often than not.
So unhealthy men avoid. The next trait for the wounded masculine is being too competitive, which is defined as having or displaying a strong will to be more successful than others to the point of being combative. Psychologically, hypercompetitiveness can be defined as an indiscriminate need to compete and win and to avoid losing at all costs. Hypercompetitive people can push themselves to take on too many roles and tasks, ultimately resulting in falling short of their goals as well as overexpending time and effort. All right, unhealthy. Another trait of the abusive of the wounded masculine is being abusive, which is defined as engaging in or characterized by habitual violence and cruelty, using harsh, insulting language, an angry and abusive crowd, harsh and insulting, abusive language, used or involving physical violence or emotional cruelty, behavior, an abusive husband, and an abusive relationship. So being abusive. We know too many of this, family. There's too much of this going on. And again, being unstable, which is defined as prone to issues of sudden changes of mood. When a person is said to be emotionally unstable, what it means is that the individual's reaction to issues is unpredictable. He or she reacts to the same situation or event in different ways at different times. The condition can be a behavioral disorder just as it can also be a mere attitudinal defect. So those are the traits of the wounded masculine, family. We got to do better. Brother, you got another track for us.
Yo, what up, Don?
What up, Don?
On the humble, guns to blast niggas stumble. The corners is the hot spot full of mad criminals who don't care. Guzzling beers, we all stare at the out-of-towners. They better break north before we get the 4 pounders and take their face off. The streets is filled with undercovers, homicide chasing brothers. Disease on the roof trying to watch us and knock us and kill a copper, even come through in helicopters. I drink a little vodka, spark a L and hold a Glock for the fronters. Wanna be ill niggas and spot runners, thinking it can't happen till I trap them and clap them and leave them done. Won't even run about guards, I don't believe in none of that shit. Your facts are backwards. Nas is a rebel of the street corner, pulling the tech out the dresser. Police got me under pressure. Drinking marijuana, smoking street dweller, who's always on the corner, rolling up blessed. When I dress, is never nothing less than guests. Kobe walking with a bop in my hat turned back. Love committing sins in my friend's self-wreck. This nigga raps with a razor, keep it under my tongue. The school dropout, never liked this shit from day one. Cause life ain't shit for stress, fake niggas and crap stunts. So I guzzle my Hennessy while pulling on mad blunt. The brutalizer, brutalizer, accelerator. The type of nigga who be pissing in your elevator. Somehow the rap game reminds me of the crack game. Used to sport valleys and gazelles with black fringe. Now I'm into fat chain sex and sex. Fly new chicks and new kicks, heinies and bang bangs. This is what it's about. Before the BDP conflict with MC Shan, around the time of Shantae, just the real Roxanne. I used to wake up every morning, see my crew on the block. Every day's a different planet, had us running from cops. If it wasn't hanging out in front of cocaine spots, we was at the candy factory, breaking the locks. Nowadays I need the green and the flash, just like the next man. Fuck a yard guard, let me see $100,000. Could use a gun some, but fuck being a wanted man. But if I hit rock bottom, then I'ma be the son of Sam. They call the crew to get live too. When Kim, my brother Jungle Big Bro cooks up the blow. Micah chop it, Mayo you count the profit. My shit is on the streets, this way the Jake should never stop it. It's your brain on drugs, to all fly bitches and thugs. Not respect to the projects, I'm ghost one love.
Represent, yo, represent.
Life. And
kid, can't forget drawers, the hillbillies, my man Slate, wallet head, Black J, Big Oogie, Crazy Barrier, Spot,
Big Dub,
we rock shit a lot,
my man Malachi,
PhD, and my man Primo, from Gangstar,
94 real shit, y'all.
All right, I think we have another caller in the queue. Caller 6, who am I speaking with? You want to know your right show with Terrence Strunt.
Hi, Terrence. How are you? This is Tiana Speaks, the host of Power of Thoughts. I just wanted to say your topic is so amazing. I absolutely love it, and I love everything you said. And as far as putting your best foot forward, you know, when you're in a relationship, I feel like me personally, I feel like that's what I try to do. But I feel like as a whole, and I think sometimes it depends on culture as well, but I think a lot of times we are very selfish people, individuals, you know, and sometimes you can get with the wrong person who may be selfish as well. So you have to be careful with that. But I feel like I'm going to speak for myself as a woman. I can't speak for every woman, but me, I love all the comments that everybody made too. So it's like, I feel like if you go through a lot of hurt and a lot of trauma, you need to heal yourself that way that you're not putting it on the next person you're with. Anytime that I've gotten out of a relationship, I've always had a healing period because you become a different person after each relationship. You want to make sure that if you took any unhealthy habits or any type of, you know, what you say unhealthy habits, that you don't take it into the next relationship. That way that person gets a fair chance. They shouldn't have to deal with what you dealt with. It's not fair to them. And then as far as putting your best foot forward, I feel like as a woman, when you're with someone, every day you feel like you wake up, how do I make this man's life better? If his mother has a problem, you have a problem. If his father has a problem, you have a problem. Like anything about this man's life and his aspect that can be helped, you as a woman should find a way. Not to say that it's not supposed to be reciprocated, yes, but I'm speaking for myself as a woman. I feel as though, you know, like any little teeny thing, you know, if there's something, if he can't pick up his stuff from the dry cleaning and you're able to do it, he shouldn't have to ask you. He should automatically, you know to go do that. And it should be like that on both ends. So I feel like it's just, if you're not selfish and you really love somebody, you're going to always look at them to see what you can do to make their life easier, what you can do to make their life better. And then as a woman, I would say a lot of times I don't think men realize their pride and their ego is really such a turnoff. So it might be that one woman you wanted, but your pride and your ego got in the way, and it was an absolute turnoff for her. That person who showed that vulnerability is the person who actually got her, the person who was open, the person who showed that they cared, and there was no ego about when he was speaking to you. So there's so many different aspects, and I love all the things that you absolutely touched on. Just tell me one question that you had, besides putting your best self forward. What was the second question that you had asked?
Each of us, we all want what we want, but do not ask what the other person wants. Why is that?
Right. So I feel as though sometimes people don't know their flaws. Sometimes people, one thing I would say as a woman that I noticed that women do, they expect a man to know everything. They expect a man to know everything that they want. And I myself, I would say, like, there are times I've been like that. You really technically do not want to tell a man what you want. That's the truth. You want him to know you, like, just to figure out, because as women, that's what we do. But we have to understand that we're different creatures. We think differently. We're not men. So I think we basically do this because we don't know how to communicate. We don't know how to communicate, and we're not aware of our faults and our flaws that we need to fix. So we're always looking for someone to complete us and make us happy when the person should be only assistance to your happiness. You should be happy by yourself. And if you could be happy by yourself, then the only person can do is enhance that. So when you're looking at that person, you're trying to make them and mold them and do whatever it is that will make you happy without even thinking about what you can do to make that other person happy. When you're aware of yourself, then you truly love that person, you're going to look at your own faults and what needs to change and be open-minded. You might speak to someone who knows you very well. That way they can tell you the truth about yourself. And you have to be willing to, like, accept that. And I think a lot of us are just not able to accept that. We are not perfect individuals. And we all need. I know I'm not perfect at all. I know that before I got into my relationship, I had a lot of single habits. And the person I was told me that. Because I had been single so long. I just did whatever I did because I didn't have to answer to anybody else. I didn't have to think about anybody else. And I had to work on that. I know that. So I was aware of that. And to be honest with you, sometimes it caused a lot of friction and things like that. But I had to look at, like, in a relationship, I think you should look at it. Don't do anything you wouldn't want the other person that you're with to do. Also, what can you do to make this person happy? What would make you happy? And you should give that instead of just always trying to pull that from the other person. But I think we're not aware because we're not aware within ourselves of what we need to fix. So we're always looking outside stimulus, like to figure out what that person can give us to make us happy. I think that's why.
Great comments.
Thank you. It'll be great June 30th at 9:30. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Tara.
Great comments. Yes, you're absolutely right. This is why we're having this show tonight, is to hold men accountable for being better. Mm-hmm. You know, in order to present the best versions of ourselves, not only our romantic relationships, but to our families, to our children, to our country, right? It's to present the best versions of ourselves. We don't understand what it's costing us not to do this and not to work on ourselves. A lot of this stuff we can learn. We can learn this stuff. But we have a lot of men out there. We want women, and we know nothing about women. And we're angry
at
them.
How did you learn this?
I had a desire to want to know. You know, my story is very interesting. I had a desire to want to know, and I went down the rabbit hole of trying to learn. I had to reconcile my own family that I came out of and what it means for me. And I was married, and I had a tough marriage. I had to understand what was going on in it. Like, how did I attract it? How did I get it? I wanted to make sure I didn't do it again. So I started learning.
Awesome.
I started learning, and it just grew from there. And so as I've grown, I've been studying this stuff for like 28 years, you know, and I'm still growing and learning. I'm still healing. And so many of us, what ends up happening is that we end up punishing each other in these relationships. We're punishing
absolutely.
You have the person
absolutely.
Who's doing it, the person who's receiving it, who feels they're worthy of punishment. So it's all about how we interpret it. And if we don't interpret it correctly, if we stay in it longer than we should. So this stuff is very, very important because children come out of it. We have babies that come out of it, and then we show them how to be punished, and we show them how not to be loved. You know, so we have to look at this as an individual sport. You know, I need to come to you already knowing this stuff and learning this stuff and trying to work on my stuff before I can see you, Yana. It is not your responsibility. Oh, it's not.
Wow.
Because
you are amazing. Yeah, I love this. I love this. I'm sending this to people. I just have to tell you that. I'm sending your show to some people that I think need to hear all of this. There are so many men that I know that could benefit from the show. I'm dead serious. I was thinking that from the first couple of minutes of your show. I'm dead serious.
Absolutely. You really do not understand that. It is not your job to take my shit to prove how much you love me. And it goes the same way with the women on the other side. But yet we believe this because we are unhealthy emotionally. And if I listen to anything tonight, we have to do better because we ultimately pay for it. We pay for it in time. We pay for it with our health.
We pay for it with dysfunctionality. Our families in our homes. We're paying for it.
We've got
to stop paying, and let's be honest and work on our individual healing. It's not your responsibility. You know, if I love you, I present the best version of myself to bring to you. And I should be actively working on that. And we don't do it. So thanks for your comments, Tiana. For your comments, send them up as many as you can. Outstanding comments. That's Tiana Speaks, family. Brother O, I'm done. I didn't go totally off. I'm done, brother. What you got for us?
Mad tonight by the one and only Nas, and influenced by his outstanding performance at the Kennedy Center, and you know the 30th anniversary of his self wonderful debut with Illmatic, and of course tonight a great topic tonight by our wonderful Hall of Famer, Mr. Terrence Strength, and of course we congratulate him on his 53rd third in an all-time connection record. And 13th consecutive with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late, great Hall of Famer tonight. He is a legend. You know, this man, let's not forget, had 33 all-time connection records from 2019 to 2021. That feat helped him, along with his outstanding transcripts, get to the greatest achievement you can have in the radio. the International Radio Hall of Fame. Congratulations again, Tara Strength, for an outstanding disposition of something that's near and dear to your heart. Tomorrow night, we come back on these outstanding entities that is WBNN with Ava Holly in the casual chat, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time, right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. We are Beverly Nation. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia with Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter. And then Ngozi underscore time, only W Malay when Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, only daylay.ngozi@gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite. But do so, only W Malay when Ngozi saying goodnight and luck. To all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio, support us on a constant basis since 2014. And now, to the 2020 Sony Griffin Award-winning recipient, the WBNN Lady New Host of the Year, and most importantly, the 2022 International Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee, the Comet himself, Mr. Terrace Strength.
Thank you, brother, the Comet. Thank you, brother. I want to thank everyone for participating in this show. I feel very passionate about this topic because, you know, I hear discussions that you go round and round and round about everybody else doing something to us, and we don't really understand that we are all responsible individually and that we are creating this. And so that's why I wanted to talk about this in terms for men, and it goes the same for women. But we have to be better individuals, and we have to consciously strive to do that and understanding what it looks like and strive for that to be better so that we can be better for our families, you know, our wives, our jobs, whatever. We need to remember that we are spiritual beings having an earthly experience. So I thank you tonight. I want to thank everyone for listening to the show tonight, my Facebook family. Likewise, I will see you guys in four weeks. And remember, tell somebody you love them, try to exude spirit, and remember, family, always, always know your strength.